2011 or newer, 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more,
sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Aqua, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listener supported. It's radio for open ears, open hearts, open hands, and open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and I hope that you stay with us.
Geek, saying quite a bit holiday, coming to you. We've been on quite a bit of a big holiday, but I'm now here, coming to you from Hilo and Catskill. This is Corey McCaslin, doing some catch up and also introducing a new opening theme, Captain Meat Shield's metal version of the Deep Space Nine theme. So I'll have some more Star Trek news later, but first, getting into Geek Speak. As Joker starts racking up the noms and awards, Warner has decided his ex-Harley's Emancipation will be an R-rated exploit as well. Next month's Birds of Prey will be their second R-rated superhero tentpole. Casting calls have led to speculation the CW first version of Superman and Lois will have some super sons accompanying them. Comic Book Resources noted in the upcoming series is looking for two kids that fit the descriptions of their own son, John Kent, and assassin trained infant terrible, Batman Spawn, Damian Wayne. Heat Vision reports why The Last Man will be the only Brian K. Vaughan Vertigo classic coming to screens. Legendary Entertainment intends to adapt Ex Machina, the story of a superhero turned post 9/11 New York City mayor into a film called The Gray Machine, thus avoiding a fusion with the recent sci-fi film of similar name. The turmoil behind the scenes of American Gods continues. As Orlando Jones tweeted, he will not be betraying Mr. Nancy in the third season, blasting new showrunner Charles Egli for being, in his words, more or less a Yale-educated white man who thinks an angry, gets-crap-done black god is not a good representation for African Americans. 50 Cent is looking to bring some short-form representation, as he will produce a Quibi animated adaptation of Anthony Piper's graphic novel Trill League about an all-black superhero team. Insert Batman or Terminator meltdown meme. Collider claims Christian Bale is hovering around taking a role in Taika Waititi's next Thor film. No word on the role yet, of course. Best speculation is Jane Foster, Thor villain / energy mogul Dario Auger, God Killer Gore, or the devil himself Mephisto. Though he would, as others have said, make a good Doom, Namor, or Reed Richards, however unlikely those options are. Doctor Strange will need someone else to take him into the madness of the multiverse, as director Scott Derrickson has dropped out, citing creative differences, speculated the stem from not going for as much of a horror tone as he originally wanted, and tying it into the upcoming WandaVision miniseries. Speaking of which, the Scarlet Witch and Vision Disney Plus miniseries will be bumped forward on their schedule to premiere later this year, along with Falcon and Winter Soldier and Mandalorian Season 2,
Though news broke this morning that thanks to the latest earthquake in Puerto Rico, Falcon and Winter Soldiers had to delay filming. Quickly addressing the Bantha in the room, I have not seen Rise of Skywalker. The reviews are enough to show me it went too far in an unnecessary course correction from Last Jedi. So no episode 9 for me till the inevitable riff tracks. But the future for TV Star Wars is looking very bright, making StarWars.com claiming that the Kevin Feige produced project is a series adaptation of breakout Marvel tie-in comic character Dr. Aphra, the lesbian anti-heroic Indiana Jones of the galaxy far, far away, and it may even be filming already. There's also some casting news for Obi-Wan. LRM Online saying that, dull surprise, they're casting a young Luke Skywalker. But surprisingly, they may also be using this as a chance to redeem the most hated character in possibly all of sci-fi, as making Star Wars once again says that a broken down Jar Jar will return to address his role in inadvertently handing the galaxy over to the Emperor. Over in a different Lucasfilm world, Solo and Indiana Jones 5 screenwriter Jonathan Kasdan told the LA Times he's finished the pilot script for the proposed Disney Plus Willow sequel. Wrapping up this segment with casting for the granddaddy of all fantasy epics, Deadline reports Amazon has found a new lead for its Middle-Earth prequel through an actor who's already played around in the fantasy sandbox. Robert Aramayo, best known for portraying young Ned Stark in several Game of Thrones flashbacks, will take over the role of Beldor. Now, we'll get into our first set. Here is the Pogues with Appropriately Enough Tuesday Morning. Forgotten Geek. That set started with the Pogues' Tuesday Morning, and you just heard Strawberry Switchblade with Since Yesterday. As expected, Tarantino's latest has landed plenty of Oscar nominations, but we might not be seeing that happen with his tease Star Trek and Trek Into the Stars. He told Consequence of Sound he's edging towards making his 10th and last film. As a director, a smaller affair rather than Pulp Fictionifying Star Trek, though he hasn't spoken officially with the Roddenberry Industrial Complex yet. Noah Hawley intends to go full warp, though, telling Deadline his developing Trek movie will likely be a standalone, not connected to the reboot continuity or the revitalized TV department. Beyond that, all he'd say was about his approach is he's a TNG guy. He wants to balance the action with some science and exploration that is at the heart of the franchise. A different cult favorite trip into space is getting Disney Plus reinterpretation, as SNL writers Mikey Day and Streeter Seidel have signed on to write a remake of Space Camp, the poorly timed 1986 Leah Thompson vehicle about teens at the titular NASA program accidentally getting launched into space. A little bit of trivia that also featured Joaquin Phoenix when he was still a Leaf. Robert Zemeckis is returning to science fiction, signing on to direct Ares, which concerns a crashed astronaut discovering a conspiracy. Rian Johnson may return to a new world, the new world of mystery he's created to great acclaim and success. Showbiz 411 reporting he's outlining a sequel to Knives Out that will continue following the Christie formula by having Daniel Craig's Benoit Blanc investigating a new mystery. The quest of filmmakers to get the balance right on home viewing their work is proving fruitful. Variety reporting UHD Alliance's proposed filmmaker mode for future TV sets has netted major new supporters, including Samsung, Philips, the Directors Guild, and two Cinematographers Guilds. The quest for studios to figure out what projects to greenlight is bringing in artificial intelligence as a new tool.
and our arms close within each other's reach will be on a moonlight swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim. To the raft we can race, and for just a little while I'll sit and pretend that you're on a desert isle with me on a moonlight swim. Though the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in on a moonlight swim. Though the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above there's a crazy old balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in.
Won't you come
on a moonlight swim? On a moonlight swim. On a moonlight swim.
We
Friday. That set started with Anthony Perkins' Moonlight Swim. You just heard Beverly Bremer as with Don't Say You Don't Remember. Lucky There's a Family Guy to provide NBC Universal with some content for their many platforms, Variety reporting. Seth MacFarlane has signed a big money deal to develop TV projects for them. This isn't likely to affect his currently in production shows for Fox, but is to be expected given the animation wonderkin's increasing criticism of his bosses. Lego may be assembling elsewhere, Variety reporting that following the cooler reception to the Lego Movie sequel and Ninjago, that Warners has let their option lapse on future films, and Universal are the front runners to finance and distribute any further projects. The power of Grayskull grows stronger as Netflix and Mattel are working on a new animated reboot of Masters of the Universe to accompany the acclaimed She-Ra reboot and Kevin Smith's direct sequel to the original. Netflix is also preparing to share The Midnight Gospel, a new animated series by Adventure Time creator Penn Ward and comedian Duncan Trussell, inspired by the latter's podcast, focusing on a spacecaster who sets out to interview people living on dying worlds. CBS and DreamWorks are unveiling their own trio of animated revivals later this week on CBS All Access, premiering new versions of Mr. Magoo, George of the Jungle, and Lassie. This is in addition to the announced development of a Stephen Colbert-produced news-oriented tune and animated sitcom, The Harper House. And now for the quick reboot, remake, etc. roundup. THR reports Paramount is bringing in End of the Effing World producer Jonathan Whistle to make another go at rebooting Power Rangers in film, this time playing up the nostalgia via time travel back to the original series' 90s heyday. Big Bang Theory's Johnny Galecki is spearheading the latest attempt to prove the Vacation series shouldn't have ended with Christmas Vacation, an HBO Max sitcom called The Griswolds. Lestat's looking for a new home again. The Rice is leaving behind Hulu to shop their proposed streaming adaptation of The Vampire Chronicles to other studios, throwing in movie rights as well, and already have an interest from former Paramount, for former partner Paramount, who were briefly thinking of doing it on whatever they call Spike TV now. Maybe they could also bring back Brian Fuller. And speaking of the producer who last visited the grisly world of Hannibal Lecter, CBS has ordered their own non-Fuller show-related series, shifting focus to Clarice Starling. Alex Kurtzman will produce crime procedural Clarice, focusing on the FBI agent a year after her encounter with the ultimate gentleman serial killer. Fuller also produced a failed pilot for Stephen King's Carrie early in his career. Now FX is taking the miniseries route and updating its representation. Collider reports development has begun on a new adaptation of the novel that started it all for King, but with the tragic title character now being trans and or of color. Also in the readaptation queue for King is The Dark Half, a.k.a. what if his alter ego Richard Bachman came to life and went on a rampage. George Romero adapted in the early 90s, now MGM has assigned Alex Ross Perry to make another go. Adrian Brody is moving to Jerusalem's Lot. Variety reporting the Oscar winner will star in Epic's series adaptation of King's 19th century set Salem Lot prequel short story from, I believe it was the Night Shift collection. Chris Rock updated Collider on his Saw quill, saying it will definitely be a Saw movie, but he feels a little humor doesn't hurt, compared to Eddie Murphy turning the originally intended for Stallone Beverly Hills Cop from action to action comedy with just a few Eddie-isms. Child's Play creator Don Mancini will keep his version of the Chucky mythos alive, Sci-Fi ordering the series Chucky, which will center on a small suburb thrown into chaos after a vintage good guy doll pops up at a garage sale and, of course, murders start happening. Finally, Bong Joon-ho's Parasite is in the news this week for making some Oscar history, being one of the few films to be nominated for the regular and international Best Film category. But a week before that came news he's working with Adam McKay on an HBO miniseries. He just told Deadline this morning it's not a remake or sequel, but an expansion, utilizing ideas he had to cut from the movie. So now carrying us up to 11:30, here is the next set, starting with Extreme, Get the Funk Out. We'll be right back. Okay, you're welcome back to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey, and you just heard Extreme with Get the Funk Out, started that set, that's F-U-N-K. And then you heard from the House Party soundtrack, House Party, by Tony. Now, going to our next set, Jim Stafford with I Got Stoned and I Missed It.
I was sitting in my basement. I just had myself a taste of something that I love to taste because it seems to make my day. When my friend calls on the phone and he says, I'm glad I caught you home. There's a fool down on the corner giving $100 bills away. He said, time is a-wasting, so get your motor racing. But I had another taste and I headed for the door and I tried to find my hat and I had a little more and I had another taste and then I got stoned. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh, me, oh, my. A very lovely lady said that she would be my baby. Taste and talk a bit. Next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. When she asked me if I loved her, it hurt me to admit I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. And brighten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm headed for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I'll have to say
your hair's too long and you're not their kind of blow. They grab you by the collar and they throw you to the door.
You don't have to be in the army to fight in the war.
Well, you're working very hard to get promotion at your job. Could arrive late one morning just because you missed the bus. The farmer says you're fired because your punctuality's poor.
You don't have to be in the army to fight in the war.
city just because your shit ain't white. You're tired and you're hungry and you cannot walk no more. You don't have to be in the army to fight in the war. Ain't no woman, ain't no roof above your head. So you lay down in the park and you wish that you were dead. The bus says you are trespassing and kicks you in the jaw. You don't have to be in the army to fight in the war.
Okay, that set started with Jim Safford, I Got Stoned and I Miss It, and then you heard Mungo Jerry with You Don't Have to Be in the Army to Fight in the War. For our next set, I'll give a quick recommend to those who might have been left cold by last season of Doctor Who to jump back in. The two-part season opener Skyfall was awesome, with good guest turns by Stephen Fry, Lenny Henry, and, spoiler alert, but it's the journey, not the destination, a new master to vex the Whittaker Doctor. I won't spoil the devastating twisted news he drops on our favorite Time Lord, though, that serves as this season's arc. All I'll say is that even if it blows up in their face, the show deserves credit for having the time cojones to go into the minefield that twist opens up. Now, here we're going to our last full set. Here's Oingo Boingo with Wake Up, It's 1984.
Wake up! Won't you listen to me?
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me?
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me?
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me?
We watch him back. We see right through his disguise. He tried to scare us with angry words, but we all know that the lies. The world is waiting. Just see the fear in their eyes. Watching, observing every move, is it my getting or the end? Just like the chess game, but so intense that I just don't understand. Anticipation, it's much too big to read.
Stand in his way. for. The world is watching, anticipating. The big brother's marching. Is it by getting or the end? It's 1984. I've been here before.
starter of Oingo Boingo, Wake Up, it's 1984. Just heard Time Zone, a.k.a. Africa Babata, and John Lydon with World Destruction, the Industrial Remix. So that brings this installment of Forgotten Geek to a close. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a theme spun off from my Covered Up installments, this time exploring songs that were sampled up, providing the beats for later famous songs. I'll also be giving my review of the premiere episode of Star Trek Picard. And next month, Leap Day to be precise, I'll be co-DJing with my former broadcast partner, Jillian Sutton, on the goth-themed Darkness Rules here at Hilo. And in anticipation of that, we're going out with Faith Assembly, Crash and Burn, and then probably most of Nosferatu, Farewell, My Little Earth. Have a good afternoon.
Horizons and rainbows to see. If I could catch up with them, they stayed in front of me. But I could never reach them, but turned around to see they were now behind me. I wanted to go back.
You wanna do